Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wished for something with all your heart, but didn't have the words or the vision to call it into existence? Don't feel like a lone ranger. There are countless souls wandering around aimlessly, looking for their missing pieces in life that will complete their big picture of living an abundant, radiant, and thriving life. Today, each and every person suffers from I.O., information overload. We are bombarded with never-ending words. However, I.O. leaves us asking, now what? Where do I go from here? Where do you go to consciously find your way to receive the answers you desire, to improve your life, health status, your proper lifestyle, your family's health and welfare, is to the now what, where do I go from here? The Star Waters and Sandy Rogers Show, airing each Thursday from 2 to 3:30 p.m., is where you'll find your answers. Star and Sandy know how confusing it is having this expert or that health professional barking at you with their opinions of what they know you should be eating, which pill for every ill is just right for you, or what you should be thinking about the availability of your time when it comes to providing healthy food for you and your loved ones. When you are constantly convinced that you lack the time to prepare your own food made with ingredients you purposely add and know it is safe and nutritious, you are now being programmed to eat fast, eat processed, because you're too busy. Don't believe the hype. Together, these wellness advocates will provide cutting-edge information, straight no chasers, to educate you and give you the words and vision to ask the question, now what? Where do I go from here?
Hello, world. How you doing today? Welcome to Now What? Where do I go from here? And you have two lively moderators in the form of Star Waters, better known as the Wellness Wizard, and myself, Sandy Rogers, the Wellness Gangster. So we have had years and years of personal experience in reversing chronic diseases, which we were both told we would die from those, but we taught them differently. So we're here now to educate and share information with you. But before we get into today's show, there's a couple of things that we need to take care of. And first and foremost, on an almost instant thing that we do, I was trying to find that right word right there, but we always give thanks to our ancestors, to all the ancestors, because they have gifted us and blessed us with just so much. We know we stand on their shoulders for strength and courage and attitude and just everything that we need to keep pushing forward. Just keep pushing forward. And so we give thanks. And now that we know better, now that we remember what they taught us, we can do better. So we follow their golden wisdom to health and wellness. And we know that they're happy that we've returned to a place of wellness, of remembering all those remedies that they showed us when we were coming up. So we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Whew, man, I tell you, ancestors got me rocking and rolling these days, and I'm just so grateful to them. They make me stop and take a breather, you know, and just kind of pause for a moment. So let me make this statement, and then we're going to rock right on into the show. We appreciate you for joining with us today, and we invite you to kind of eavesdrop on this conversation that Star and I are going to have with one another. And we're going to talk about our colon health, a very important subject that we need to have, but we seem to be a little intimidated, afraid, ashamed, don't want to say the word too loud and things like that. So we're closing up the discussion on colon health, which we started last week, and then we're going to delve into the Daniel fast and what the meaning, how to come off of it properly. And then next week will be the third part of the trilogy, and that's going to be with helping you to understand how to eat afterwards. So, audience, you are invited to join in on our discussion. All comments are welcomed, and we strive to make sure that every voice is heard. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819, and you will simply press 1 on your dial to let us know that you want to speak live on air with us. And so I have two statements to make with this next one here, is that we ask that you mute your line if your line is open and you're not saying anything, because the mics are very, very sensitive to noises. And I want to give a sincere apology to the listeners because we had some technical difficulties last week with the sound quality, which have now been corrected. And so I'm just so thankful to be able to report that we were able to correct it. And so the quality should be top notch from here on out. If you ever notice a difficulty, if you would let us know, we would kindly, kindly appreciate that. All righty. So all shows are archived. You can always go back and listen to a rebroadcast at www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. That's SandyRogers. So you're listening to Now What? Where do I go from here? We're going to take a quick music break, and then we're going to get in, because y'all know once we get started, we don't stop.
Like Sunday morning.
Right there, right? You just Sunday,
right,
you ain't
yeah.
got nothing on you. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. Well, welcome back, you guys. Welcome back to Now What? Where do I go from here with Star Waters and Sandy Rogers? I tell you guys, man, look, we're excited for today's show. Just to give you a little bit of a summary from what we discussed last week, and then we're going to jump right on into today. We used a person that I know that had been diagnosed. So the politically correct way to say it is impacted with fecal matter. The street language would be he's full of shit. So that's breaking it down real plain
yeah.
for y'all, right?
Making it very
yeah.
clear, making it very clear.
Hey, you know, we can be socially correct or we can be understood. So, but he was subsequently hospitalized because that can be a very, very dangerous situation. And he lost a great deal of weight in a very few time, a little time. But, you know, just understand that he had all this waste matter inside of his body that had to just become putrefied, you know, just like, oh, my God, I'm just like wondering what the smell could have been like. So I don't know exactly what method the hospital used in order to get him going or to get the stuff moving, you know, if they had to actually do an operation or just give, I don't know. So I'm just going to leave that there. We used Dr. Norman W. Walker's book, Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Life, as the backdrop for knowledge and information. And you can check last week's show if you did not hear it to get more knowledge and information around the health condition of the colon and the importance that it plays in our overall health. And so lastly, Star and I were driving around over the weekend. I'm not sure exactly what day it was, but, you know, we were having our normal conversations about health and wellness and, you know, how we can make a difference. And so we started talking about colonics and the importance. And, you know, last week we made mention that it would take 12 to 20 enemas to get the same result as one colonics. And so Star asked a question about the Kalima board. So, Star, you remember what that question was?
Yes, I do. The question was, what's the difference between a Kalima board, or is that a process itself called the Kalima, and an enema? That was the question.
Okay, so I had not heard of the terminology of Kalima board, but I remember that when my mom and my sister-in-law and I, when we first got started back in the 70s, we went on our very first, what do I want to call it, fast, or, you know, like being very conscious about what we ate. So how, whatever word you want to use to call that. But we use the, what did I tell you? We use a slant board.
Slant board. Right.
Yeah,
you mentioned that.
Yeah, because what that does when you're doing an enema and, you know, your feet are elevated off the ground is that it allows the liquid from the enema to get, you know, further and further up, back up through your intestine. And so that's what I know of. But again, it was a slant board, and I'm not sure if it's the same as a Kalima board, Star.
Okay. Well, how I happen to remember it as a mutual friend of ours, she has a Kalima board. And so that just kind of stuck in my mind. I was wondering, so what is that all about? I had a feeling it was some type of irrigation with water, but I didn't know if it was the same as having a enema. So
need
to ask her the next time I speak with her. Yes, so I can be clear on it. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because I thought that was really good. You know, I just had never heard it before, so...
Okay. Well, you mentioned that you were jazzed. I am tingling and vibrating. I mean, if I had an electrical cord over here, I'd probably be lit up like a Christmas tree or something. I am just and let me explain to you why. It's because when we speak on a subject, there are probably a lot of people that may not be able to relate to our subject matters that we talk about, but this is a subject that everyone can relate to because we all have anuses. We all eat, and that food has to come through us. And so this is a subject that leaves no one behind, and that is not a pun, behind.
It's funny, though.
It really is. And so I just want the world to listen to these three subject matters, the trilogy that we're doing, because we can all relate to it. And I'm just jazzed. I am. And you know, Sandy, it's been a really long time since I have brought a spiritual message or something that we can leave our listeners with, or in the beginning give them something to think about as they're listening to this broadcast. May I share it with you now?
Oh, please, yes.
Okay, great. So this came to me this morning, and as I was getting ready for the show, I thought, oh, this would be perfect to share with our listeners and with you, Sandy. So it goes like this. The one who asks questions doesn't lose his way, and that is an Akon proverb. Because we don't want to seem stupid, uninformed, or feel belittled, we don't like to ask questions. For some reason, we think we are supposed to know everything. When we don't, we don't let anyone know. Questions are not a sign of ignorance. They are an indication that you are broadening your scope, sharpening your skills, improving your capabilities. Inquiries indicate humility, the willingness to serve, share, and support. Questions keep you on track, define and broaden your boundaries, and remove limitations. Questions put you in touch and keep you in touch. Questions create and build resources, both natural and human, which can be very useful when there is no one around to answer your questions. Your ego, that the nasty little voice that is over concerned with what other people think, will tell you not to ask questions. Tell your ego to shut up and then ask what you need to know. And the affirmation that follows is, who, what, where, when, who, why. And so we are presenting the topic and welcoming everyone to ask those questions about their health in general, but specifically for these 3 weeks, your colon health and how to get healthy through the processes that we're teaching. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. That was excellent. There's a lot of food for thought. You know what I'm saying? Like, make you just kind of stop for a minute and be like, okay.
Stop, yeah, because you said it in the beginning that this is a topic that, you know, it's kind of like a taboo, but it's something that we all deal with daily.
Yes, ma'am.
And
every day.
And sometimes
every day.
More times a day. You know, I mean, it all depends.
Mm-hmm.
So no one says, so how many times did you go to the bathroom today? You know, do the number two. You know, because have a bowel movement or the SHIT or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a real touchy subject. And so, yes, let's ask those questions and let's be real open about our health, because what I know may help you and what you know may help me, because we don't all know everything. And by sharing what we know and letting each other know what we don't know, we can all be on the same page and help each other.
Indeed, indeed. Very well said. So another one of the topics that Star and I talked about was fermented foods and their benefits on the body. Now, not a lot of people are familiar with the term fermented foods, and I'm going to tell you about a couple of them that are really popular that I really have never taken into consideration as a fermented food, but they're really good and adds beneficial bacteria and other organisms to the gut, and that promotes a healthy gut microbiome. And so it's been linked to a healthy gut has been linked to better overall health. And so fermented foods, Star and I were talking about, we got kombucha, we got kimchi, we got kefir, and some others. But two of the ones sauerkraut, right, are most popular in our, social media these days. Is apple cider vinegar is a fermented food, and some of its benefits include being antioxidant, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, anti-tumor, anti-obesity, and cholesterol lowering. And then one of the fermented vegetables that I really had not really thought about was pickles. And Star said sauerkraut. You know, but I never looked at pickles as being fermented food. So that was kind of interesting to me. But
wow.
I pickled the peppers and used them because peppers just grow abundantly. And so from one year to the next, I just pepper them, you know, and eat them throughout the year. So fermented foods are an excellent additive to your diet to get your gut in order, which then help you to have a proper poop after you eat your foods.
Wow. When you said pickles, that made me think about when I was a kid. I used to, after school, we would go to the little neighborhood store, and every day after school, I would buy a pickle, big, juicy pickle for 5 cents, and that used to be my treat every day.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
And they were big, too, like 4, 5, 6 inches.
They were huge.
They were big.
Huge.
And I bet you a good inch in diameter or something, man. I remember that. Some of those great big old containers, like what, about a 4 or 5 gallon container? Yeah, man. Ooh, I remember them. And you put a peppermint stick in it.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Did you guys do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure did. I thought about it, and I said, well, did we put peppermint stick in it? But if you say you did, then I guess we did, too, because that came to my mind.
Just, you know, I love pickles. And like I said, I just never thought about it as being a fermented food. And I didn't know about sauerkraut until I was a very mature adult. Because we didn't eat sauerkraut in my household or on my block, as far as I knew of it, knew about it. Most people that I grew up with didn't know about that. So, did you have any knowledge about sauerkraut, Star,
yes,
while you was growing up?
Yes, we had sauerkraut on hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like it. I mean, I ate it because it was served to me, but it wasn't my favorite. I did not like it. I really did not grow to like sauerkraut until I lived in Germany. They ate sauerkraut over there a lot. And it was just a kind of different tasting sauerkraut that didn't, like, it wasn't real bitter or whatever. It was, yeah.
Okay.
So it tasted different than what we have over here. Yes, yes, and I can't tell you what the difference is because it's been so long, but I prefer theirs. And that's, I think, where sauerkraut came from, I believe, was in Germany and those places. Yeah.
I think
but,
so, too,
but
I don't know for sure.
Yeah. But as you spoke about the peppermint candy, I also remember, again, coming from school and stopping at the little corner store and getting a lemon and the peppermint candies and putting them in the lemon. So, like last week, we talked about the importance of lemon in our water and to help with the atmosphere or whatever in our colon. So, I guess we did all the right things as kids. I don't know. That sounds pretty cool. I mean,
wow.
I don't know how, of course you do what everybody else does, but I can't tell you when the last time I've had a lemon and put a peppermint stick or several peppermint sticks in it, but we went through the whole thing of, you know, making the lemon just juicy by rolling it. I mean, we got every little bit of juice out that lemon. But who knew that it was good for the gut? So that's awesome.
Our elders.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's why in the beginning, and as you were saying that, it just helped me to understand the wisdom and the words that I used in the beginning. Our ancestors are very pleased that we're remembering what they told us when we were coming up. We weren't sickly. You know, we didn't have all of this and had to take pills and all of that. We didn't have to do that. Aspirin was so rare to give a child. You know, you may get, what was that, 360, 3 sixes or cod liver oil or castor oil, you know, like if something happened, but you wasn't taking a whole bunch of laboratory-created stuff, man.
No. Not at all.
So, have you ever had kimchi?
I believe I have.
For those of you in the audience that don't know about kimchi, so kimchi is also, I think, made out of cabbage and other things, and it's more of an Asian form of, you know, having the gut bacteria that will help us. I love kimchi because I love hot foods, but what I don't like about kimchi is that it just seems to be mushy. I don't know.
Huh.
I would like it if it was a little bit more crunchier. So the sauerkraut, and what was it that we did at the Living Foods Institute with the cabbage?
We made I can't call the name of it right now.
Well, we'll remember before the show is up. Yeah,
exactly.
I love that because it was crunchy, and the kimchi to me is just like it just
veggie
was
kraut.
Not crunchy. Veggie
yeah.
kraut, yes,
I love the veggie kraut.
And so
fun
to make. So, yeah.
Yes, it just is time consuming, but I guess that's all of it because you're fermenting, so it has to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And let that bacteria grow in it. So, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. And so, actually, I just pulled up something about sauerkraut and kimchi. So, they're actually both cabbages.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the kimchi just has a little bit more salt in it, I think is what it said. Let me see.
And it's spicy. It's hot, too. It's very hot.
Okay. Yeah. So it's fermented with more salt and at a significantly lower temperature. Yeah. So, but it's still cabbage. Yeah. So that's the one good thing, and cabbage is so inexpensive.
Yes, it is.
So the cost of taking care of your health, man, is not that expensive. So. Well, that was about all I had on Colon Health Star. What you got over there?
Well, I think where we kind of left off was giving some of the things that we could do to help to draw the toxins out of our colon. And I think I might have mentioned about lemon juice is one, is being able to have the lemon juice to as a drink or put it in our water. Also, the activated charcoal, really got off on that because the function that the activated charcoal does to our body, once it gets in it, it's like it's a sponge. It's like it draws all of the toxins out of the body. It just pulls it out. And I just think that that's incredible. So one of the ways that you can use the activated charcoal is by putting it in spring water with some lemon juice and having this activated charcoal lemonade, which is amazing. It's so delicious.
Okay.
It is so delicious. So one of the recipes that they did on the site that I was looking at was that they had the activated charcoal with the lemon juice, and also they put strawberries and cucumbers, and along with the lemon juice, they put the lemon zest and whole mint, and they put all of that in a glass, like a vase or container, and they said to let it sit 4 to 5 hours or overnight in the refrigerator, and then drink it all day. And that will help to pull out all of the toxins that we have in our body.
I love that.
And
that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and ginger, you can also put ginger in there too. That will help with upset stomachs, or if you have stomach aches or whatever. And it also helps to get rid of those free radicals that we have built up in our body. And another tip was to take a shot. So if you have a little shot glass, you can take a shot of chlorophyll, and this helps to deodorize our bodies, and it is also high in antioxidants. So those were some things that I didn't get a chance to really share last week, but I think are very important, because these are things that we can do on the regular and help us to correct any things that we got have going on. Another thing was aloe vera. Aloe vera also works to pull out the toxins in our body. And so you can take a little bit of aloe vera, cut it, get that gel out, and mix it with a little bit of lemon juice and drink it, and that'll just pull out all those nasty old toxins. Yeah. We
got
to
get
healthy around here.
That aloe vera, oh, excuse me, I got excited. That aloe vera that you just mentioned, my uncle who died like 6 weeks before he turned 100 years old, told me many, many, many years ago about the benefits of aloe vera. I had never heard of aloe vera before. That is one of those miracle plants. And he was telling me about using it, you know, in conjunction, like you can just put it in water or, you know, some of those kind of, but you can also use the gel like you're talking about on cuts and stuff like that. And,
yes.
It'll heal
miracle.
A cut right up. Oh, my God, I haven't
yes.
thought about that. Thank you. That was a trip down
yes.
memory lane because he sure did tell me about it. Uncle Buddy. That was
okay.
my uncle.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Uncle Buddy. All right.
Yeah. See,
and then,
we're remembering.
Also, yeah. Yes. Well, all we have to
wow.
do is just open up our minds. And by sharing, we then spark the atoms from other people's minds, and they can share in. And it's almost like creating a quilt, a wellness quilt of wonderful healing information that we don't always talk about. So it gets put back in that mental drawers, you know, file cabinets that we haven't opened in so long. But that information and that knowledge is out here for us. And the more we talk about it, the more we're able to access those file drawers. So flaxseed is also very good. It's full of omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and natural fibers. And it acts as a natural broom to cleanse our colon. So if you put the flaxseed in water and it will swell, so you'll see as you drink it, or even if you put it in a smoothie, when it gets in your system, it's going to swell and fill your intestines, and it will act as a natural broom and sweep out the waste matter. And what's really important with using flaxseed is that it will clean out the mucus that is laying there in your colon. Because of what I have repeated as that Dr. Sebi has said, that there is only one disease, and that disease is mucus. Mm. And mucus, wherever mucus is wherever the disease is, that man has given it another name. So when you have mucus in your colon, then you got some problems. But you're going to have a, maybe they have to put a colostomy bag on you or whatever to block it. But flaxseed is very important, and I want everyone to know this, that when you use flaxseed, you must grind them because they don't have that same broom-like function when the seeds are whole, only when you grind them up. And I have a coffee grinder that I use only for my flax seeds. And so
me too.
See, like mine, think alike. All right. So yeah, it will sweep out all that mucus and all the bad toxins. So let flaxseed be your friend. And with that, I'm complete. I'm complete with all the information that I was able to gather last week.
Okay. Well, audience, what we suggest always is that you do your own research on this matter and that you discover for yourself what works as you use different methods on yourself. And talk to some of the older members of your family if you have access to them.
Okay, you're breaking up again, so I don't know.
No.
Okay. Say something.
Can you hear me now?
It was breaking up and doing that robot kind of sounding kind of like, so I don't know.
Well, that's because you be talking about Daniel Fast. So I'm going to give it over to you.
Oh, you're passing the baton. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So one of the many things that we learned last week was the things that irritate our colon and then present us with bowel problems is eating processed foods. And why do you say that processed foods are not good for us? Because of the chemicals that they put in processed foods for any of the many reasons that they do, shelf life, making us addicted to the food, so they have the chemicals and everything in there to make us eat more, want more, don't know when to stop. And also GMO foods, again, are the chemicals. And so it made me start thinking that the Daniel Fast, which is, for those of you that don't know and maybe have not heard of the Daniel Fast, Sandy, did you say that you had not heard of the Daniel Fast?
I did. I don't know a lot about it. I'm not that well versed in it.
Okay. Well, yes. I'm going to definitely enlighten you with what I knew about it before, and then after delving into the subject a little bit further last night, it's like, I guess I didn't really know beans about the Daniel Fast, but that's not really, I mean, it was so intriguing that all that I learned, because I guess It's like, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go? Because I went on different sites, and I learned something different on each site. So I guess really it depends upon who is giving you the ins and outs of the Daniel fast. But I heard things that were, you know, very casual, things to eat and things not to eat, all the way to being very, very strict to only eating, only drinking water, nothing else. That's the only beverage that you can have is water. And but what I did hear is a little bit better explained story about where the Daniel fast came from. It is out of the Bible, and it came from Daniel and from the book of Daniel, who was visiting a king. And I'm only breaking this down in you know, hood language here, because I don't have it all together, but I'm going to give you the gist. So Daniel was visiting the king, and, you know, whenever you go someplace and you are the guest, your host and hostess want to give you the very best of what they have to offer. And so here Daniel was going to the home of the king, and, of course, the king wanted to feed him all of the best food. And Daniel said, I will eat as a servant. I will eat only what's the word that they use? Let me bring it out now. I will eat only pulse. And I come to find out that pulse.
Okay.
Like, kind of like taking your blood pressure, your pulse, that kind of thing.
Oh,
pulse means that the food comes directly from seeds. Okay.
Oh,
so Daniel
there. Okay.
Yes. It's starting to make the big picture now, right? So Daniel wanted to eat only those foods that were derived from seeds. Anything else, he said that it would defile his body.
Wow.
So you can find this in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel was proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drinks. Therefore, he requested of the chief of that he might not defile himself and only eat foods that come from seed. So Daniel decided that he would, for 10 days, eat the way that he asked to, the purpose, to see at the end of 10 days how he would rank to the king and all of the king's peoples, okay? At the end of the 10 days, everybody thought that Daniel would be dragging the ground and hardly able to lift his head, but it was the opposite. Daniel had lots of energy. Daniel was just a picture of health. Then it was the king's people, you know, that was dragging and all of that because of the food that they ate. And so then at a later time, this was 10 days, Daniel went through the same thing again, but this time he fasted for 21 days. So you can have either a 10-day Daniel fast or a 21-day Daniel fast. Now, this is a Christian-based fast, and a lot of churches do this, and the time of the year that they do this is in January for a new, fresh beginning. And it always starts the very first Sunday after the 1st of January. So you start the fast at sunrise the very first Sunday, and you end the fast 21 days later at sundown. So, what is it? Now, we already just said that they eat pulse, which is food grown from seeds. So, I'm gonna give you a disclaimer. About 3 years ago in 2017, I decided to do a group, support group for the Daniel Fast, and I called that group the 21-Day Fresh Start Daniel Fast Support Group, and this was on Facebook. And much to my surprise, within a very short amount of time, and to people that I had not even known, over 230 people joined this group. What I had seen in the past was that the churches that I had friends that were part of the congregation were really struggling through doing a Daniel fast. First of all, they were at a loss at what to eat, and I don't even know how that happened, because with every group that I've seen, they have a list of things that you can eat. Now, for those of you that are on Facebook, if you go to our page, Life, Love, and Wellness Global, I did put a list of foods to enjoy, a list of liquids and legumes and nuts and seeds and grains, and also it's a very short list of foods to stay away from, short in the amount of things that I put down there. But when you think about it, it's a lot, okay? So a lot of refined foods, a lot of processed foods, a lot of foods with chemicals. You know, I mean, if you truly enjoy it when you're eating it, then you might as well just not even go there, because it's going to be on that foods that you don't like. But what I saw with the people that were struggling with the Daniel fast, and a lady that knew that I was a plant-based asked me if I could help her out, because she just was at a loss at what she could eat. And it's like, wow, I mean, you can eat a lot. You can eat a lot of stuff. But that's easy to say when you are someone like myself and Sandy that eat a plant-based diet. Because if you tell people they can't eat meat, they can't eat dairy, they can't eat sugar, they can't eat, you know, processed food, you know, they throw their hands up in the air and say, well, wow, what can I eat then? Wow, there's still a whole lot that you can eat. And so I would kind of coach them with some recipes of things that they could eat, and they were able, it was the three ladies, they were able to make it through the rest of the 21 days, and they weren't complaining as much. As the years went past, I also heard of people that through their church was going on the Daniel fast, and what they realized, they were struggling through it, but close to the end of the fast, what they realized was that many of the ailments that they had, high blood pressure, diabetes, many of the chronic diseases, obesity, that these chronic diseases were reversing. And by the time the 21 days was up, they had lost weight. They were feeling better. Their skin was clearer. They had more energy. I mean, they were just singing to the rooftops of, wow, I'm my medication, I don't need as much of it. But with each and every one of them, and I mean maybe two or three didn't fall into this, but with each and every one of them, by day, now it's a 21-day fast, okay? By day 22, they had all gone back to the way that they were eating before.
Serious. And, wow.
Yeah, Sandy. I mean, it's like, I can't believe it. I mean, I have a friend who she had the same thing that your dad had. I never can say what that is. The
diverticulitis. Diverticulitis.
Yes. Yes. She had that, and it was so bad that she almost lost her leg. Her leg went black and blue.
Oh, wow.
And so what she did, though, she did something a little bit differently. She saw around half of the 21 days that she was improving. And so she decided to do an additional 21 days. So she ended up doing the Daniel fast for 42 days. And she was on Facebook posting how much better she felt. And, you know, her leg had started going back to its natural color and all of that. But somewhere like around day 45, she went back to her old ways. And I have never asked her, you know, how her health has been since then. She hasn't complained, but I don't know. But my question is, and I'm throwing it out to the universe, to those ears that are hearing this, when you make a change and that change is very beneficial to your health, you no longer have to use the medication that you had before, what would prevent you from saying the change has been challenging, but the change has been beneficial to me, and I want to continue to feel good like this and continue on with the new regimen? What's up with that? What would stop you from continuing to do what your food before? Because it must have been something in the food that had you ill.
But you know, Star, it's also what's become routine and what has become a standard. It's almost like a habit. You know what? So, and what
or
came
addiction.
To mind for me as you were, as you, say that again?
I said, or addiction.
Oh, for sure it's an addiction.
Okay.
But what behavior came to mind for me was a person that suffers physical violence at the hand of another, and they get away, and yet they keep going back. They keep going back. And it's because that's what they know. You know, that's what is norm for them. And even though they weren't getting beat and they were able to heal from some of the wounds that they had that had been inflicted upon them, they had to go back to what they knew. And I think that that may be what makes a person go back. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we need to probably look at days, if you're doing 21 days, perhaps we need to look at day 22 going forward, you know, because that seems to be like, hearing from what you're saying, day 22 going forward is where the help is really needed, probably more so than day 1 through 21. And so, and so I don't, you know, like maybe you could start a group after the Daniel fast. You know, where do I go from here?
Right, right. And yes, and that's a great suggestion, because one of the things that I learned last night was that the fast, when you go into the fast, you should go into the fast with a purpose in mind. You know, really sit down and think about what is the purpose of me, first of all, wanting to do this fast, and once you decide what that purpose is, that is what you should concentrate on. Concentrate on the purpose of the fast. Do not concentrate on the food. Mm. So, which I thought was very interesting, because that just kind of threw out of the water the reason why I started this Facebook support group, the 21-Day Fresh Start Daniel Fast Support Group, was to provide to those people that wanted to be successful and enjoy their journey while doing the fast with some amazing recipes, some ideas, so that they didn't have to have like mundane, drab stuff like, you know, okay, I've got on my plate, I have some string beans and some salad and some cooked carrots. I mean, that's kind of the way that I started off being a raw foodist, was I had individual stuff. But to actually have these ingredients or these food products that were part of an ingredient that made something really delicious. So, but from one of the, like I said, going down this rabbit hole, we went from almost anything goes on the Daniel Fast to the food need not be your focus. And so some of the things that they talked about as a purpose and as a focus for the Daniel Fast were relationship problems to be reversed. And then it came all the way down to your health and healing. So if you do have illnesses and you want to see those illnesses reversed or healed, then this is what you do, is by going on the Daniel Fast, and along with daily prayers, reading the Bible, you concentrate on seeing your body reverse and heal. And so I think that I've never really thought of it that way, but they did not want the attention. One group did not want the attention on the food. But we have been talking about the brilliance of plant-based eating as far as cleansing our body so that the body can thrive. The body can thrive and reverse itself to optimal health. And you yourself used the word vibrant in your description last week of colon health being vibrant. Mm-hmm. And if you all are interested in making a reversal, we don't know what health issues you have. That's only something that you know. I would say, why not give it a chance? Give it 21 days of eating pulse. And the description, the definition of that is food grown from seeds. Eating your fruits and vegetables, your legumes, and clear plant-based liquids. You can have your nuts and your whole grain seeds, and seeing what you can do with that. You cannot do fried foods, no processed foods, nothing that comes in boxes or cans, or again, it all depends upon whose program you want to start going by. But if you could eat as natural as you possibly can and just see how quickly your body will respond to this. Because I know for a fact I have been very, very lazy since probably October. I have not walked hardly at all. I have not done any physical exercise. But any time that you start reversing old habits that do not work for you, and you go and reverse and do the opposite, at first it could be a little challenging, you know, as far as like exercise concerned, you're out of breath because you don't have the stamina. As far as your eating is concerned, gosh, you know, the vegetables, they all right, but it's, what you just really want is a good old piece of fried chicken. Because, mm-hmm. as Sandy said, that's what you're used to. So you just have to give yourself, be kind to yourself, give yourself that opportunity to eat something different and look at it from a different light. Like, once I put this in my mouth, visualize that food going throughout your body, going into your brain, going into your eyes, going down your throat, going to your heart, going to your lungs. I mean, almost organ by organ, and seeing mm-hmm. how that food is going to, by itself, and then with the aid of the other healing foods, turn your unhealthy condition around. And maybe you're not feeling it or seeing it, but then all of a sudden you're sitting across from somebody and they say, oh, your skin is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like it's velvet. And you're like, really? Wow. I never noticed that before. No, you didn't notice it because it wasn't like that before you started putting these healing foods into your body.
Exactly.
And many times we don't see what others see in us almost immediately. I was looking at a video last night of a young lady, and this young woman's skin was horrible. I mean, she had black spots all on it from where she's picked, you know, pimples and things. And the skin on our body is the largest organ that we have. And mm-hmm. when your skin is bad, I'm here to tell you, your system is backed up. That is
yes,
all the
ma'am.
Toxins.
Say that one again. Mm-hmm.
Oh, your system is backed up, baby girl and baby boy.
Yep.
I'm telling
yep.
you, that is the first sign that you need detoxing. Don't go to Mac. Don't go to, you know, Avon and put the all the paint on your face to make it clear and smooth and all of that. You only fooling yourself, okay? It's all about having a vibrant health that you are exhibiting mm-hmm. every single day. And let your food be your medicine and your medicine be your food.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Star, for that, seriously, that explanation about how the Daniel fast even came into being, just following scripture. And, you know, like I said, I never had made the connection or was interested enough into doing the research like you've done. And from what you said, it does not appear that when Daniel decided to not eat the quote-unquote processed foods, I'm just using that as a catch-all for stuff, that mm-hmm. he was just like, look, all I want to eat is the pulse. And I love that now I know what that word means, right? But he said, all I want to eat is whole food plant-based items. I don't want nothing mm-hmm. else but whole foods. And we have a tendency, I believe, now to think that, you know, some of these words that we are coming up with, like intermittent fasting, like that's something new. But, you know, back in the 60s, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier today, and I was like, look, I said, I read Elijah Muhammad's How to Eat to Live back in the 60s. So, you know, and back then it wasn't called intermittent fasting. It was called eating once a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we come up with some of all of these terminologies and things, but, you know, like now, you know, you got to say whole food, plant-based, or plant-based whole food, something like that. You know, the words kind of get a little mixed up in there. But, you know, he just chose and he stood, and it sounded to me as you were explaining it that it was a spiritual journey for Daniel. So Daniel was like, look, I ain't eating all of this stuff that gets me clogged up and have me with brain fog, and I can't think, I can't do nothing, but want to go to sleep all the time and just sit around with my stomach hurting. I'm constipated. I can't poop. I got a headache. But, you know, since me and the boys are hanging out, we just going to keep doing it like that, you know. And he came with just a whole different spirit about him, you know, like, I ain't trying to do that with y'all. Nope, not this time around. Yeah.
And the discipline. I mean, the king is eating the best of the best, you know. I mean, why would you not want this, Daniel? I mean, you get a chance to eat like I eat, and you're turning it down. I don't know what's wrong with you, but we're going to see what you look like at the end of 10 days, Daniel, okay? Because we are slinging the best of the best around here, and you are missing out.
Yeah.
So, Sandy, you and I had a conversation, oh, gosh, probably close to a year ago. And do you remember how many times it was stated that the word fast is in the Bible, is mentioned in the Bible?
Oh, I don't remember, but I'm on my computer, so I can do a Google search.
Okay, let's see if the Google search comes up with what I have heard. I'm going to give you some time for that.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So,
let's see what it says.
Okay, fasting has been around for centuries and centuries and centuries. I mean, Jesus spoke about fasting in the Bible. Did it tell you yet?
It says 22:26. So it's got it. It's saying as a verb, it appears 22 times, and as a noun, it appears 26 times. But I know we can't. I remember what you're talking about, Star.
77 times.
So give us the answer.
It was quoted. 77 times.
Okay.
77.
Okay.
Yes. It's mentioned in the Bible 77. 7 plus 7 times. Well, not
look at that.
Seven,
see, that's
seven,
a
seven.
Magic number, 77.
That's a magic number. Yes,
ooh,
it is. Absolutely.
Ooh-wee.
And based on our numerology, based on our numerology class that we took about 2 weeks ago,
right.
The 7 by itself is a very spiritual number, and it represents one that is always in the verb of searching. Searching for the right answers, searching for everything that's right. Now, when you add 7 plus 7, that is 14. And when you break that down, that adds up to 5. And the number 5 represents change. Man, it's no way that you can fast and not change.
I love
not
that.
Not experience change, not be a change. It's all about changing our current situation.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just vibrating right now. This is not what
I know,
even
right?
thought
I'm
about.
Over here.
Yes.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I mean, so this is, there's, as they say, there's nothing new up under the sun.
Right.
But we
right.
just have to, we have to just tap into the meaning of what we think is old hat, old school, you know, oh, that, yeah, that's ancient. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff that's ancient, and we got to tap into it. Now,
yeah,
one of the things that was mentioned in my investigation was the word repent. And as a form of fasting, the faster puts himself through the process to repent.
Huh.
And the definition of repent is change the way you have been thinking, because there is a whole new way of life that you can be living. You'll have rights and privileges that you can be and you can enjoy that you have not been offered before, but you must repent. And I love that you have not been offered a way of living your life that you are disease-free. You've not been offered that before, not by what they've been serving you, not by the things that they've given you as what you, the only things that you have to eat. That was taken out of your hands, out of your realm. But when you repent, when you go into the active change the way you have been thinking around food, around exercise, around being and thinking positively, you are in the mode of repenting. And by mm-hmm. doing that, then you will be offered a life that you've never been offered before. I love it.
You better teach, girl. You better teach.
What?
I was
you broke that thing
down
right
there. I forgot the meeting.
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
Because we just do
stuff.
You know what I'm saying? We just do stuff like, okay, all the sisters and mothers of the church, they're going to do the Daniel fast. I guess I'll do it too. You know, and ain't nobody asking for no explanation or trying to find the reason why, what benefits, if there's any spiritual context to it or anything. You just broke that baby down. Thank you.
Oh, girl,
I mean,
I'm here.
Serious.
I was vibrating last night. I was like, this is some juicy stuff. I mean, it is. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having the backbone, you know, to stand up. You told the king, thanks.
How about that?
King, but no thanks.
Yeah.
And we're going to see who's going to be the stronger one standing at the end of 10 days. You know, don't feel sorry for me. Feel sorry for you. Okay.
Wow.
And so there are four biblical reasons to do the Daniel fast. The first is preparation for service. So whatever your personal service is, your purpose, this is to prepare you, to make you strong, to make you viable, to give you the wisdom for you to fulfill the service that sacred contract that you signed to come down here and do this thing again. Okay.
Right. Right.
The second reason is to renew the body to a healthy functioning. The third is to grow closer to God by recovering wisdom and revelation. And then
hold on, because I'm writing it down. Wait. Grow closer to God. Revelation, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm. By receiving wisdom and revelation.
Ooh, receiving wisdom and revelation.
So that's why the reading of the scriptures is a part of the Daniel fast. And I did not realize that before last night. That you read the scriptures, you concentrate on the purpose which you have established before you even get started with the fast. What do I want to see happen? Because it's all about magic. When you give up something that is so important to you for an X amount of days, you will be rewarded.
Yeah.
You will be rewarded magically. So if you want better health, hold on, baby. It's about to happen. You done been up there to the doctor, then seen all the white coats, then been all to the pharmacy, and you still got this stuff? But they said if you just eat the pulse, which is food from seeds, you can say bye-bye, throw that prescription copay card away. You ain't going to need that no more.
You ain't lying. Word about the prescription cost, right?
That's
buy you
right.
some
That's
food.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's right. That's right. And the fourth reason to do the Daniel fast is breaking addictive eating habits.
Wow. Love it.
Because those eating habits are defiling your body.
Yes, yes.
Which is, you know, I mean, if you think about the word defile, I mean that don't even sound good. You know?
No, it don't. Yep.
I mean, that sounds like stinky and nasty and all black and cruddy with bubbles all in it, defiling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it tastes good, but you're defiling your sacred temple.
Yeah, I was going to say precious. Yep. Precious and sacred temple. Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Could you not start? We've been talking all day about remembering the wisdom of our ancestors. So you took it way back to go into the Bible to pick up Daniel. And as you were talking, just like, you know, when I made reference to the intermittent fasting and, you know, some of the other terms that we now use, is that's what Dr. T. Colin Campbell, now that's who I studied up under for the whole food, let me see, plant-based whole foods certification that I received. And what Dr. Campbell made aware to us in his research and what he did by the China study was the same thing that Daniel did. Daniel was like, I ain't eating that stuff, you know. And there was evidence then of the king and his little court of people being sick and filled with all of this stuff. And that was the same thing that Dr. Colin Campbell kind of said.
That's right.
He called it diseases of affluence.
Of the affluence.
So that's the same thing
Absolutely.
That the Bible said.
Same,
like, they had all of the
thing.
Riches or everything, but they all sick.
Yes.
And here Daniel is like, I ain't eating that. The only thing I want is some plants and some seeds and some nuts. I don't want all of that other stuff. Y'all.
And some water.
Girl, look at that.
Keep the wine.
Yeah,
but keep bringing the water
that.
In. Keep bringing the water in. That's right.
Yep. Give me plant water. Give me real food. I love this. Thank you so much. Ooh,
wow.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, honey, because we feed off of each other. We definitely do. And we get caught up audience, we get caught up in the distractions of life that
mm-hmm.
we don't have time to sit back and think about deep stuff like this.
Yep.
You know, this is some deep thinking stuff. So
yep.
they had a list of four things to do prior to going on the Daniel fast.
Okay, let me give you
and,
a time check, too. We got like 3 minutes, so I just want to give you a time
okay.
check. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, good. Well, it's good that we're ending with this. Okay, so the first thing that you will do before going on the Daniel fast is to prepare your heart.
Wow.
Concentrate on your heart. Prepare your heart to be open and receptive to the changes that's about to happen, okay? The second thing is to change the kingdom, to change the kingdom that you are residing in. You will no longer be in a kingdom of illness. You are going to elevate to the kingdom of wellness.
Wow.
And then the third thing is to renew your mind. Just say, I'm going to be thinking different once I end this fast. Renew your mind. Think differently. Good things will come when you think differently. And the last one is figure out how do you make this fast your lifestyle for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Bam. Bam.
That's it.
That's it.
So
that's
I'm
it.
Gonna,
that's all.
I'm going to suggest to Miss Star that, you know, what I talked about, you know, like where do I go from the Daniel fast, that you may want to pursue that. You've done such an incredible job. And, you know, like if you could give people the knowledge that you shared today, if you could give that to, and especially to the church people who have a tendency to probably eat the worst. And church people, I ain't mad at you. I'm a church person too, but you know, we gotta have fried chicken every Sunday and all of that kind of stuff. So I ain't mad at you. I'm just kind of breaking it down a little bit. But if we could put that together, if you could put that together, excuse me, and then with the sensitivity, you could address that part four. You know, how do you make this your lifestyle with some of the recipes that you've created, with teaching people and educating people? You're the perfect person to do this, I believe.
Oh, well, wow, thank you. Well, let me say this real quickly. To take it to the next level, to do this Daniel fast and to have some really delicious foods that you can eat that are Daniel fast approved, please go on Facebook to the group, the 21-Day Fresh Start Daniel Fast Support Group, and I will let you in. All you have to do is say that you're interested. And we can have that dialogue going. There's already a lot of recipes, a lot of dishes, a lot of people have shared, and it's like it's no sense in reinventing the wheel. Get started there, and we can have an online dialogue.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. So, look, she told you about the group. You can also email Star at the Wellness Wizard, I'm sorry, the Wellness Wizard 555@gmail.com. You can also find her under Star Waters and Granny Gone Raw. You can find me on Facebook, Sandy Rogers with a DRODGERS. We have another group as well called Life, Love, and Wellness Global that has a lot of information and knowledge there. My email is lifeloveandwellness@gmail.com. And we are right down like the 10 seconds. We love you guys, and we certainly
yes,
appreciate. And we hope that you've gotten the knowledge that's for you. That's for you. That's all we can do is to present it and you get to dissect it, and we've given you steps for your next move and lessons, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, yes. Do the next indicator thing.
Bye. Yeah. Bye-bye.